Hey everybody, welcome to It's Just a Lot with Hannah Crouch. I am your host, Hannah Crouch, and I am so excited you're here today. And I really mean that. I'm so excited I'm here today. If you've been following along, you know that I have been having quite a few technical difficulties over the past few months that have kind of taken away the podcast. But I finally fixed it. I'm here. So thank you so much for your patience. I really, really, truly appreciate it. If you know me in real life, you know that this is very much been stressing me out, and I'm very excited that it's fixed and that we are back on a schedule. Episodes are going to be back every other Sunday. So I'm saying it, it's out there. Episodes are recorded, they're ready to come to you. I'm so, so excited for you guys to hear some of the things I've been working on. But yeah, just a huge thank you for your patience. If this is your first time here and you have no idea what I'm talking about, congratulations, because it was a lot. It was just a lot, if you will. But I'm so excited that you're here and that you are joining in, whether it's your first time or you've been here, or you know me and you hear me talk all the time. Thank you for joining in. So I'm super excited to get into it today. I have a lot to say, so I think we should just get into it. Today we're going to talk about something that I think everybody struggles with to an extent, which is people pleasing and being worried about what other people think of you. And I know that I used to be like obsessed with it. I used to really, really struggle with this. And I will talk a lot in this episode about the way that that manifested in my life. But everybody struggles with it. It comes out in different ways for everybody, but everybody deals with it. And like, for why? Like, I don't understand why we care so much about what other people think. Like, I get caring about other people. I get the fact that, you know, we want to have friends, we want to be in community. That's all great. I guess that's where it comes from, but it also comes from insecurity. I think it comes from insecurity more than anything else. It comes from needing other people to affirm you and like the way you're living your life. And that is frankly very silly. I would say I'm an overall pretty confident person, but I am also very insecure about things. Like, those things exist. I think I am more confident than insecure, but I used to be so incredibly insecure. I was obsessed with what other people thought about me. I was obsessed with catering to what other people wanted to see from me, what other people expected. And honestly, it made me a liar. If you know me, you are laughing right now because you've probably heard me talk about this a lot, but I used to be the biggest, fattest liar ever in the whole wide world. It started when I was like very, very young, and I think I just did it to like entertain people. Like, I in pre-K would like tell the teachers that my dad was a painter and we lived on a farm, and like they knew my father, they knew where we lived, they knew that that was not true. But I just like did it because I thought it was entertaining. I told my whole entire preschool class that I was Hannah Montana, and I was dead serious. The plan was for them to believe me. I was furious if people did not. I did everything in my power, in my four-year-old power, to ensure that everyone believed I was Hannah Montana, because clearly that is a believable lie. So it started very young, and I think it started from just a desire to like entertain and be funny. And then as I realized that people believed me, I was like, oh, I could really do something with this. So I got a little bit older and it became like, oh, this friend of mine is actually my cousin. And like, oh, I actually have a boyfriend who lives in Georgia. And oh, I'm actually gonna be in this movie. And like, it just, silly lies that didn't mean anything. But to me, that was like how I thought people would be interested in me. And that is kind of where the insecurity comes from, is I thought that I, by myself, was not, I thought I wasn't interesting. Like, I didn't think anyone would want to hang out with me or talk to me or know me if they knew me. I was like, there's no way, because I'm not interesting. I don't have an interesting life. I don't have a good personality. So I need to make things up to be interesting and to keep their attention. And that's very sad. That is very, very sad. And I think most people pleasing, not just in the form of lying, but just in, you know, behaving in a way that you wouldn't normally behave, or saying things you wouldn't normally say, doing things you wouldn't normally do, or not doing things that you would do. I think all of that comes from this desire to please people, this desire to hold their attention and to be what they want. And that can be really, really scary to like let go of, because you don't know how people will react when you stop pleasing them. And I kind of had to figure that out because when I was 11, I came to know the Lord and was very quickly convicted of the fact that I was literally just lying all the time for no reason. And God made it like very clear to me that I had to go fess up pretty much. And like, I had to go tell my friends, hey, this thing I told you was a lie and that thing I told you was a lie. And that was terrifying because when you realize how much you people please, and in my case, it was lying, but like when you realize that, you realize that nobody actually knows you, so there's no way that they could actually like you. That's kind of the thought process, is they don't know the real me, so they don't like the real me. Like, you can't be loved if you aren't known. And I think that that was something I had to learn, was people knew like bits and pieces of me, but so much of it was fake. So much of it was a facade of like, oh, I really need them to like me. I really need to be interesting. I need to be entertaining. I need to be funny. I didn't think I could be likable, so I thought I could at least be entertaining. And that is so sad. Like, hearing it come out of my mouth, like, it's so sad to know that at like 12 and under, I was thinking that. But I was, that was my life. And when I came clean and I like went and told all of these people, I wish that I had someone with me right now who was there that day. Like, we call it, my friend group of people call it Hannah Confession Day, because it was just this day that I came in and literally would like go to people individually and be like, hey, this thing and this thing and this thing, all lies. I told them everything. And it was terrifying. I was so scared. But I also knew that even if they were angry with me and like rejected me, that then I could at least start to build friendships from a genuine point, and at least I was going to be starting over. Now, luckily, all of these people were kind and so forgiving and so gracious and continue to be my friend. And a lot of them were like, yeah, I knew that one was a lie, or I kind of figured, or whatever. But they were so good about it. And they were just like, yeah, like, thank you for telling us that. We really appreciate it. Of course, we're still friends. And then it kind of just allowed me to get to know them as me and like not needing to keep up with all of these lies. So that's a little bit of my story. And obviously that is very extreme. I know that a lot of people don't like actually come up with like this whole kind of fake life almost. It can come out in just smaller ways. Like, I remember one of my friends, I was probably in 6th grade, she was in 7th grade, and I remember her talking about how she was hanging around this group of older kids and they were all vaping, and they gave her a Juul, and she took a hit and, you know, like kind of started to vape only when she was around them because she wanted them to think that she was cool. And the consequence of that was she got like actually addicted to it and ended up like getting one from one of those kids, and so she had it all the time, and like got really addicted, and it took her a really long time and a lot of work to get out of that. And luckily now, like, she doesn't do that anymore and is healthy. But she struggled for a while, and it started from this place of wanting these older kids to think that she was cool and that she wasn't a baby. A lot of people, it can just kind of come with like, I've noticed like humor, like people will laugh at jokes that I know they don't think are funny, or they will start to make jokes and participate in it, and they don't think they're funny. Like, they're not things that they would agree with or stand for or are appropriate, but they just start to join in because they don't want to be the buzzkill. They don't want to be the one that, you know, isn't fun to hang out with because, oh, they have a stick up their butt. Like, nobody wants to be that person, especially when you're in high school or you're in middle school. It's scary, because you're scared that you're going to end up sitting alone. If you're not going to laugh at the joke, like, okay, go sit by yourself. And that is terrifying. And I'm going to say this in the most like big sister advice kind of way, because that is sometimes what I want. Like, a lot of the time, that's what I want this podcast to be, is kind of my like what I'm currently learning. And sometimes it's just going to be big sister advice. My big sister advice is sit alone. If it is between compromising what you believe and what is right and sitting by yourself for lunch, sit by yourself for lunch. It's not that bad. I know it definitely can be uncomfortable. It can feel that way, especially if there are a bunch of people all sitting together and laughing and having a great time, and you're by yourself. That can be uncomfortable. Get a good book. Start to draw. Bring your headphones and listen to music. It is okay if being you puts you in uncomfortable situations. Sometimes doing the good thing and the healthy thing and the loving thing is uncomfortable. I learned that a little bit with, like, obviously I had a bunch of lies and things like that that kind of just made me fake, but there were also, it was almost like a fake personality that I kind of put on with all of that. I was judgmental and overbearing and thought I was better than everyone, and none of that was real. I didn't actually think I was better than everyone. If I thought I was better than everyone, then I wouldn't have had to lie about who I was. I would have been confident enough to just be me, but I kind of put on this facade of just like overconfidence to make myself feel better and to make people listen to me. And when I stopped lying and when I started to be genuine and I learned that that wasn't my personality and I could stop acting like it, there were some uncomfortable moments because people assumed I was going to react certain ways. So they would make jokes that previously I would have laughed at or ask me to do things like, people would be like, hey, can you go yell at this person for me? Because I'm really mad at them and I don't want to tell them, but like, I know you'll go yell at them. And that was like a sad thing for me of like just being known as this person who was like crass and loud, and not loud in a good way, but like just didn't have a lot of awareness of the people around her. So I was put in some uncomfortable situations where I'd be like, oh, I actually don't do that anymore. Or I actually don't say that anymore. I actually don't, you know, think those things are funny anymore. It was definitely uncomfortable. And I still, through that, like, cared what people thought. So there were some days where it was really, really difficult. But it was so worth it, because now, being removed from that a lot, I can say that I have friends now that genuinely like me, and I genuinely like them. I like the things they think are funny. I like the things they want to talk about. They don't expect me to do things that I don't feel comfortable doing. They're good for me and I'm good for them. And we've made this community or these relationships that are healthy and good and productive for both of us. And that only was possible because I was able to be genuine and not only care about what they thought of me. If you're confident in yourself and you're confident in like, no, I am good as me, then you will, like, people will come into your life that match with you as you. If you're being fake, you're going to attract people that aren't actually interested in you. They're interested in this fake persona that you're putting on, which takes me back to, like, you can't be loved if you aren't known. You can't have people genuinely like you and want to be around you if you don't act like you. And it's okay if some people just aren't your people. I think this goes hand in hand with people pleasing, like, really, really wanting people to like us. There are times that you aren't gonna like other people, and that's okay. That doesn't mean there's anything wrong with them or that they are bad people. Sometimes personalities just don't mix, and you don't have to be besties with people that aren't your people. Like, that is totally fine to understand, oh, okay, like, you're being you and I'm being me, and I don't like that. Like, we aren't mixing well. We're not vibing. That's totally okay. The less that you people please and the less that you are fake, the more that you'll find people that you really, really like. And also, sometimes the more you'll find people that you don't, because if you are constantly moving to cater to the people around you, like if you're constantly trying to reflect other people, then you're not gonna find people often that like you really don't match with, because you're just going to match the energy of whoever you're with. But when you find your personality and like who you are, it's more likely that you're going to find people that just don't mix with that. Like, it doesn't fit together. I had somebody talk once and kind of put it in perspective of like trying to fit a screw into a hole that it doesn't fit in, or like those baby games, like the puzzles where they're like trying to put the shapes in the holes. Like, you can't fit like a circle block into a triangle hole. Like, it's okay. Everybody is different. Everybody's different, and everybody fits into different places. And it's okay if someone you meet just doesn't, like, you guys don't fit together. That's okay. And honestly, I think that's proof, I guess, of like that you are your own person. Now, that does not mean don't be kind to people. That does not mean you get to just have beef with everyone. That's not what I'm saying. Be kind. Just because you don't like someone doesn't mean that they deserve to be treated poorly. You are responsible for the way you treat people, and just because your personalities don't mix doesn't mean that you guys have to fight. there is a way to do that, and a way to just be, to live separately and also be able to be kind and whatever. You cannot be friends with someone and not be their enemy. There's a very solid middle ground there, a very healthy and kind middle ground there. I think that's really important. I do want to talk a little bit more about this, like, uncomfortable thing and getting used to maybe not people-pleasing, because it, again, is really scary. How do you do that? Like, how do you start to stop people-pleasing? I promise I can talk. but kind of, if you're just learning to kind of take a step back from catering to the people around you and trying to get better at, like, standing firm in who you are and what you want, you literally just have to practice. You have to start doing it. I'm about to go all big sister on you again, because this is one of my favorite pieces of advice that I've ever given my friends that are a little bit younger than me. I have a lot of friends that are, like, in older middle school or younger high school, just people I know and I love very much. Listen, if you know me and you're in middle school, like, I hope you know I literally love you so much. That can be a different episode. Like, I maybe just need to text some of you guys. But one of my favorite pieces of advice to give is that okay is a complete sentence. When people say things that are very much out of pocket and you're like, okay, why did you say that? That was crazy. Like, if people are saying something that they believe that is just literally off the wall, like, why on earth would you say that sentence out loud? Like, that was for sure an inside thought. You can just say, okay. I learned this when it comes to, like, gossip and rumors. And oh my gosh, I heard that you said this thing. Okay. Now, if it's really, really important, you can go up with, like, oh, I actually did not say that. But if you just want to be, like, neutral and not whatever, like, you don't want to agree with them. I have found that neutrality is so powerful. When you are passive, when you don't really care that much, people will stop trying to get a reaction out of you. So, like, okay is a complete sentence. You know what also is a complete sentence? No. No is a complete sentence. You don't have to explain yourself. You don't have to make excuses. You can say no. Do you want to go do this thing? No. Did you think that was funny? No. Why aren't you laughing? It wasn't funny. Short sentences. Keep it short and sweet. Don't elaborate. You don't need to explain yourself. It's okay if beginning that journey of not people pleasing starts with okay or no, or just a short, like, I don't want to. I didn't think it was funny. That's not true. You can say all of those things. You know what you can also do? Walk away. You can walk away. It does not matter if it is mid-conversation. If something is happening that is making you uncomfortable or is just not okay, if you don't feel like you're prepared to, like, tackle a conflict, if you don't feel like you can, like, go up against that and, like, try to protest whatever is happening, you could just leave. You can walk away. It is not your job to manage other people. Like, I think sometimes this line of not people-pleasing can sometimes become overbearing. It can become wanting to change the other people around you. The goal of not people pleasing is not to change the other people. It's just to stay you. Like, you do not have to try to change them. You don't have to change what they think is funny. You can just not laugh. You can walk away. You can go sit somewhere else. You can go talk to other people. You can try to change the topic. Like, you can just fully 180. You don't have to explain yourself. I really learned this when I was in eighth grade. Oh, this is one of my favorite stories. Someone at my school, I don't know who it was, I frankly don't care, but somebody started a rumor when I was in eighth grade that I had kissed this boy that I had literally never spoken to. He was much older. He was in high school. I had never talked to him before. I knew his name, but I barely knew him. And I remember people coming up to me and asking me about it. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, of course I didn't kiss him. Like, I've never even talked to him. I've only seen him this many times. And why would I have done that? Like, he doesn't even have a girlfriend. Like, I got so upset about it and so, like, in a tiz trying to explain myself and why it didn't happen. And I remember going to church that night and asking one of my leaders about it. And I was like, I don't know what to do because someone started this rumor about me. And I was talking so fast. And she just went, oh, is it true? And I was so deeply offended. I was like, what do you mean, is it true? Of course it's not true. Why would I have kissed this boy? He's so much older than me. And And she was like, so it's not true? And I was like, no. And she was like, then why do you care? If it's not true, then it didn't happen. That's the truth. You can't change it. Other people saying that it did happen doesn't change the fact that it didn't. Why do you care? And I remember that question of why do you care was like revolutionary to me, because I had never thought to not care. Like I was supposed to care. It was a thing about me that wasn't true. Of course I'm going to care. Of course I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that nobody believes that and people can't think that and whatever. And why do I care? Why do you care what people say about you? That is such, like, when you're 13, like, that's a revolutionary question. Maybe there's 13-year-olds out there who are much smarter than me. But for me, at least, it was this revolutionary question. And I remember being so, like, I didn't even know what to do with it. I was so caught off guard. And my leader was like, if it's not true, then the people who are close to you will know that. They will know that it's not in your character to behave that way. And people who don't know you well enough, who do believe it, will, like, they don't matter. It doesn't really matter if people who've never spoken to you believe something that's not true. And if people who are close to you, if people who know you believe something about you that's not true, then that's a chance for you to ask yourself what in your character would make them think that. Like, if my best friends thought that I had kissed this upperclassman in eighth grade, then that would have been a moment for me to ask myself, okay, do I act in a way that would make them think that? Like, do I act boy crazy? Do I act desperate? Like, that would have been a moment, which thankfully my friends didn't believe it. Like, nobody close to me believed this rumor, but people who didn't know me believed it. And this whole kind of mindset changed how I thought about things, because it put a responsibility on me to prove my character, which then led me to stop people-pleasing as much. I don't know if that makes sense. I feel like it does. It makes sense to me. Like, if you have a desire to show people who you are and what you stand for, then you're going to stop bending to other people. You're going to stop trying to act like other people, or, you know, do things that they think are funny or whatever. Like, you're going to stop doing that because you're going to have a desire to establish yourself as a certain kind of person. For me, I did not want to be known as the kind of person who would kiss a boy like 5 years older than her who had a girlfriend and whatever. Like, I didn't want people to think I was that kind of person. So even though most people didn't believe it, it still put this drive in me to start carrying myself in a way that made that kind of rumor unbelievable. Like, there have been lots of rumors spread about me in my 17 years of life. People, frankly, love to spread a rumor about me. And I think that's because when I was younger, I reacted to them so much. I just was so, again, so torn up about every single thing that everyone said about me. And I think it just made it funny to those people to start to say things that weren't true. But, like, once I heard this idea of why do you care, first of all, it made me stop caring as much. I was like, okay, people who matter to me won't believe it. And if you believe it, then you're probably not someone who really matters to me. But it put this desire in me to prove my character and to establish myself as a trustworthy person and as a self-controlled person and as a kind person. And as I had the desire to show people that, I became more of that. And I started to behave in those ways. I started to become a person that I wanted to be. And I think that was such a beautiful thing of, like, I don't want to be someone that people could just mold however they want. I don't want people to be able to paint any kind of picture of me and it be believable. And if you're a people pleaser and you behave however other people are behaving in different situations, it's really easy to make the narrative whatever they want it to be regarding you. Because, oh yeah, I believe that. Like, she laughs at the jokes of this person and of this person, and she does this thing, and oh, if a group of people are doing this thing, she'll do it too. And she really only, you know, she adapts. Like, she's some people would say a social chameleon. Like, you can kind of just change color to fit whatever group you're in. And to an extent, that can be a good thing, just with, like, situational awareness. But a lot of times, it can be not a great thing because it means that you don't have a really strong sense of self. And that is important. It's important to just be you. Like, I've talked about that a lot, but just know who you are, know who you want to be. If you don't know who you are and you don't know what you like to do and you don't know what you think is funny, you don't know what your boundaries are, you don't know what you believe in, figure it out. It's not too early to figure it out. If you're listening to this and you're in sixth grade and you're like, bro, what do you mean, who am I? Like, I just got here. You figure it out. Like, yes, you have time. You're not behind. You're not late. But you need to figure it out, okay? Like, that's important. It's important to know who you are, because who you are defines how you live. And also how you live defines who you are. Those two things go hand in hand. And if you live a certain way, you'll become a certain way. One of my pastors has said, you become what you behold. So the things around you rub off on you, and they start to mold you and shape you into who you are. And I think the more you people please, like, people pleasing is just molding yourself into other people. It's putting that upon yourself to become something that you're not. And that's not fair to you. Like, if you're not going to do it for anyone else, do it for you. It's so worth it, because when you get to know yourself and you learn who you are, you'll learn to love who you are, and you'll be put around people who love who you are. And it is such, like, it just, all of it goes together, and all of these things will start to blossom and grow at the same time. And I got to experience the beauty of that, and I want everyone else to experience that, because it was amazing. And it's put me at this place in life where I know who I am, I know what I believe, I know what I stand for, I know what I like to do. That has put me with people who have similar beliefs and boundaries and hobbies as me, and they love me and I love them, and we're good for each other, and I don't have to please anybody, because they like just me. They like my natural state. They like my natural reactions to things. Then you can all grow together. So, takeaways from today as I start to try to close. Why do you care what other people think about you? Ask yourself that question. If you've never tackled that, why do you care? What is it in you? Is it insecurity? Is it not knowing who you are? Is it too much dependency on other people? Like, figure that out. Why do you care? Are you easily molded? Could people say anything about you and other people believe it? Do you project like a strong sense of who you are? Do people know when they hear something about you that it's probably not true or not? Ask yourself that. I think that's really important. Start to say no. Start to say okay. Start to walk away. Start to sit by yourself. All of those things are okay. I would rather be by myself in a corner and be sitting with a version of myself that I like than be sitting at a table full of people that don't even really like me and not even know who I am. Like, that's so important. Find people that like you, and you figure that out by being you and by getting to know you. It's okay if you don't fit with everybody. It's okay if you don't want to sit at every table, because I guarantee that you don't want everyone to sit at your table. That's why we have multiple tables for different kinds of people. That's okay. That doesn't mean you're enemies. That doesn't mean you hate them. That doesn't mean they're bad. It just means that you don't mix, and that is perfectly fine. Know yourself. I think that is one of the most, that's how you stop people pleasing, is you learn who you are and you learn to love who you are. And then you will find yourself in rooms that you are loved and appreciated because you are known. You just have to put yourself out there. You have to determine who you are, and then you have to let that be welcomed where it's welcomed. I'm going to end with a story that was told to me by a really amazing woman named Miss Diane Cater. I don't think it's a true story. Like, I think it's kind of almost a parable, but I'm going to tell it because she told it to me a long time ago. It was about this girl that was in a class with a bunch of people, and all of the girls in the class were friends. None of them ever talked to her, and she always just sat in the corner. She sat by herself because she was scared that the girls wouldn't like her. So she didn't want to be rejected. She didn't want them to make fun of her or whatever. So she would always just sit by herself, and she didn't talk. None of them really talked to her either, but they were all friends. And then one day, one of the girls brought in a puppy, and the puppy ran in, and all of the girls start to, like, you know, ooh and aah over this puppy, and they all want to hold the puppy, they all want to pet it, and they're all talking to it and playing with it. And this girl started to cry, and the teacher asked, why are you crying? You know, what's wrong? And she said, I've been in this class all year, and none of them have talked to me. But the puppy comes in for 1 second, and they're all playing with the puppy. So clearly, it's not them, it's me, I'm the problem. And the teacher said, what did that puppy do when it ran in? It immediately ran in, and it went to the girls. It went to them, and it asked for their attention, and it was right there in front of them. And you've sat in the corner all year and haven't talked, haven't said anything. If you put yourself out there, they'll receive that. Now, are there some problems with this story? Yes. My logical brain has a field day with this story sometimes, because like, should the girls have reached out to this one girl sitting by herself and tried to sit with her? Yes, absolutely. But we're gonna ignore that for the sake of my point. If you know who you are and you are willing to put yourself out there because you're confident enough in who you are that even if you get rejected, you know it's okay. If you put yourself out there, people will receive that a lot more than you think they will. You just have to be bold enough to put yourself out there how you are. Don't be concerned with pleasing them or them liking you. If you go in with the mindset of, oh, I really, really hope they like me, I have to get them to like me, you're not going to come across as a person that like is super likable. Like, you're just gonna get lost. I think that people can lose you when you get so caught up in what they think. Like, you're actually doing yourself a really huge disservice. So, I don't know. Get over it. I guess that's really my takeaway. Get over it. Get over the fear. Like, just stop. Like, get over it. Get over yourself. Get over what other people think and go for it. Make friends. You will. I promise. I promise people will like you. I like you. And I haven't even met you. I don't know you, but you're probably really great. So, okay. That was just a lot, wasn't it? I love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Again, episodes are going to be out every other Sunday. So tune in. You can follow me on Instagram at It's Just A Lot Pod. Make sure that you follow me wherever you listen to podcasts. So if that's Spotify or Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts, make sure you follow me so you get notifications whenever I post. Yeah, I hope you guys have a great day, a great night, a great weekend, a great week, whatever time it is. I hope it's a great time all the time. I don't know what I'm saying. Okay, bye.